Blog Talk Radio.
Help Yahweh, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one, with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak, a double mind, in other words. Yahweh shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. We have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord or master over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith Yahweh. I will set him in safety from him that puffed at him. The words of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Yahweh. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Reading from the book of Psalms to the chief musician upon Sheminith, a psalm or a song of David. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is Psalm 12. Psalm 12. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it gives us a great deal of pleasure, my beloved brothers and sisters. It is a divine privilege to come and grace you upon the airways of Blog Talk Radio. We bring forth news and information as we go into the Word of the Most High Yah and expound upon the most important thing, most important thing to all of us right now in this dispensation upon this earth. Like the psalmist wrote, the words of Yah are pure. It's like pure words tried what? In the fire. And tried as pure as silver now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we're going to get right into it. Yes, we're going to deal with this wickedness. And I know this is definitely not going to be a show of popularity. Even I understand that even some of our people do not have a problem with or seeing a problem with the transgender restrooms or bathroom facilities. This new proposal and legislation that's been brought forth, hallelujah, by the President of the United States. Yes. President Barack Obama, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. We are living in some very, very trying times, but only thing I can do, the servant of Yah can do, is encourage you. Keep your hands in Yah hand. Hallelujah. Let Yah be your everything. Hallelujah, because he is anyway. Who else is it? Who else is there? Who else is there? We are the sons of Yah, the sons and daughters. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. It's time to get real. Very, very real. Tonight in the Naughty Suite, we're going to listen. Just to set it up, we're going to listen to various audio bites and just kind of like, you know, just kind of chime in every now and then to get a full understanding of what all this mess is all about. And you know, if we don't get to it tonight, we're going to blow it open with the words of the Most High Yah, to show you beyond all shadow of a doubt that Yah is not in favor of, he does not condone this type of wickedness that is upon this land, now this land of confusion, this quote-unquote America, this daughter of Babylon, who is what? Who has a pending doomsday awaiting them, pending fate upon this nation. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And there will be no way for them to put it off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baruch Hataya. My beloved brothers and sisters, stay focused and go back and listen to our episode on wrapping yourself around Psalm 91. But not just that, we are encouraging you to wrap yourself around the entire words of the Most High Yah. from so-called, quote, and I put this in quote, Genesis to Malachi, the real words where the truth is found. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, let's get ready. Let's get ready because great change is coming to this planet. Permanent change is coming to this planet. It's going to be set in order forever. The mouth of the Most High Yah has declared it. My beloved brothers and sisters, get started. Let's just kind of vibe in there and get some understanding of what all this mess is about. See, we got to go through here. We're going to list the various audio bites from different news sources and just get some understanding of what's going on, as well as the fact that we're going to even allow some of the commentators to make their little comments in regard to how they feel and what they feel about this junk that they are in support of. Many of them say they don't have any problem. They don't see what the problem is. Some of them say, well, yeah, this is going to really be bad for the children, this, that, or whatever. Hallelujah. I can just tell you this before we even bring ours in, which is going to be from the word of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. No, 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 no way. Totally, I personally, Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, is totally against this transgender mess, this gay lesbian mess, this sodomite mess, because that's all it is, a sodomy. See, they have even redefined that word. And we're going to get into that, too, as well. Yeah, they have redefined or tried to redefine what sodomy is. But sodomy has a specific meaning from the words of the Most High Yah. And that is something that he does not tolerate. He does not condone it. He condemns it through and through all the way. Like I told you, this is not going to be a popular program. As a matter of fact, none of my programs are what you call popular because I even go out there and challenge doctrines that's been driven down our throat for years by various Hebrew groups and sects and cults or whatever. That's just not right. Hallelujah. And I'm accused by some of these so-called mores as leaning to my own understanding because I won't go along with their mess. Well, whose understanding are you leaning onto, my brother, my sister? Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let's get into this. Let's listen in on what this mess is about, first of all, just to get it initiated, to get it going. And then we'll vibe in, we'll come in, you know, ever so often, we'll put out some comments in or whatever, but this is mostly going to be audio bites. Listen very carefully so you can get this thing accurately, because these news reporters are telling you exactly what this mess is about. In other words, the forefront of it. Now, of course, as with things here, we always tell you to be what? To have discretion in dealing with any information that come across any of the many evil demons in action, which is what? The acronym for media. That's according to Yirmiyahu now. Hallelujah. You may come up with a different acronym. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. It is time now to listen out. Have great discretion in any of the information that you're taking in because they got so much garbage and so much mess and junk mixed in with stuff, with things rather, news items and even information that is what? More accurate. But you do have some news sources, some news information places that just straight up junk. They don't have nothing but straight up junk. And you must be wise enough to distinguish what's real, what's phony, fake, false, and you must have what? Enough discretion about you to toss the mess into the trash can. I'm Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily. Listen very closely.
Justice has indicated that schools absolutely must allow transgender youth to decide which bathroom they use. Now, if they identify as a girl or boy, they get to go to that corresponding restroom. Now, this is a case involving a 16-year-old by the name of Gavin Grimm. Everything was hunky-dory when they had communal bathrooms at the school that he was attending, but then finally they decided that they would have bathrooms that were basically non-gender bathrooms, implying that, you know, well, you identify as a boy, but in reality you're a girl, so we're going to put you in this weird separate bathroom situation. He actually pursued this case, and as a result, the U.S. Justice Department has released a statement about it. The department says, in a statement of interest filed Monday, that failure to do so, or failure to allow these students to use the restroom that they identify with, amounts to sex discrimination under Title IX of the U.S. Education Amendments of 1972.
Mm-hmm.
I like this because now there is a very clear, firm statement from the U.S. government. If you are a school administrator who decides that you still want to discriminate against transgender students, well, then there are going to be some consequences for it.
Yeah. Yeah, just do it. I don't understand why you care. I mean, I do actually understand why you care. You either think that it's sick or they're going to use it to get off, or you just don't want to take one step down the path towards recognition for these students, and you think that this is a significant one. And by the way, it has been a significant one. You have the precedent there now from the court. But I don't understand the obsession over the bathroom and trying to not allow, like, they're always worried about gay people in locker rooms. They're worried about transgender students in going in. It's not a Playboy set. Why is it so, to these administrators, it is so inherently sexual. It is a bathroom. People go there to expel waste from their bodies and to wash their hands. That's what they do. There's nothing, it's not a Showtime set. It's not where sex goes on. It's certainly not in elementary school. And so, like, why do they have to approach it in such a sexual fashion? They just want recognition. They want to be treated equally.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to pretend like the story I'm about to tell you has anything to do with the terrible situations that transgender individuals have to go through when it comes to something as simple as using a bathroom. But just to kind of buttress your point, there have been numerous times in my life, more times than I can count, where I have tried to go to the bathroom and the women's bathroom has a line that wraps around the building. And then I look at the men's bathroom and there's no line at all. And so you know what I do? I go into the men's bathroom, I do my business, and I leave.
You should do it,
okay?
Dale.
I'm not a predator. Mm-hmm. People who identify with a certain gender and want to use that gender's restroom, they're not predators. Everybody calm the hell down. You're absolutely right. A bathroom is a bathroom. It's not the champagne room where sex does not happen, according to Chris Rock.
That's what they say.
Now, did you all hear this sick stuff? Did you all hear this? Did you hear the comments? Just a review. A so-called 16-year-old named Gavin Grimm filed a sex discrimination suit against the school system of the town in which he was going to school, attending school, and he filed a suit, of course, based upon them disallowing him to use the restroom based upon his gender recognition. And then the school system tried to stand up for it, but he was able to use this thing called Title IX of the U.S. Education Amendments of 1972 now. So this show you how long this wicked stuff has been in place and show you how they systematically set certain people, including the president, in place to make sure they carry this gay, lesbian mess out to the TC. Look at this. See, what happens, any school system or school administrator will suffer severe consequences who don't allow gender recognition. And that's it. Because under that title, under Title IX of the U.S. Education Amendments of 1972, you cannot discriminate against anyone based upon the fact of gender recognition in reference to using the restroom and bathroom facilities of any public school. And now, what do we do? Sleeker, excuse me, just dealing with some allergies here, so you'll pardon me if I sneeze or cough or anything like that. But praise the Most High Yah, brothers and sisters and people of the nations. What are we going to do? Look at this. They intend to make you think that your hands are tied, but let me tell you something, don't you give up. Don't give up. Don't concede. Don't give in to this wickedness. Hallelujah. Because we know beyond all shadow of a doubt it is not of Yah, it is not the will of Yah for this type of lifestyle to exist and for this wickedness to continue. And is he going to do anything about it? You better believe he is. Now, this next one will be just a little longer, but just bear with us. Like I said, we want to get through all of this so you all can get the information, get the facts down. And you know, probably on the W Day coming up, this W Day, in the next episode of the Knowledge Street, we're going to go at it, going to take it apart, tear it up, dissect it, literally destroy it, realistically destroy it with the words of the mighty Yah. I'm Urim Yahu Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Street every M Day, every W Day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily.
And Obama is at it again. And this time he has issued a letter to schools across the country, public schools, high schools, middle schools, maybe even elementary schools, that students there shall not be discriminated against because of their gender identity. They should be able to use the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity and also locker rooms that correspond with their gender identity. So that's right. If you are a parent of a little girl, 11 years old, and she has PE class, there can be boys in the locker room with her watching her undress. Yes. Yes, this does increase the chances of a little boy flashing his penis to your little 10, 11, 12-year-old girl, 8-year-old girl. Because here's the thing. These rules don't account for people that are going to take advantage of it to become predators or to be predators, right? There's no test to say whether you are transgender or not. All you got to do is just say that you are, and that's good enough. So how is this going to not be a problem? And why would you want it to be a normal thing? Because regardless of what you think, regardless of whether you think that people that are transgender should be protected or not, I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but I just want to talk about this right now. Do you think it's appropriate for young girls to be used to the idea of undressing in front of strange men, right, in front of strange males at a young age? Do you think that's appropriate? People want to say that it's about civil rights, and quite frankly, I'm offended by that. They say they want to say that it's like the black struggle, but it's like, look, I'm a black male. You can hear my voice. Of course, I'm black. I wake up every day, and I'm black. I can't choose to not be black, right? If you are a male, you could choose to say that you're transgender. You don't even have to choose to actually be transgender. All you got to do is just say, yeah, I'm transgender, right? And will there be any kind of backlash? Like, for prime example, if a boy goes into a girl's restroom, what's going to be anything that prevents him from going inside? Will it be somebody at the door that says, are you transgender? Will it be somebody at the door that's going to ask him for any kind of documentation to prove it? No. He'll just be able to go in there, and nobody will say anything to them because they don't want to get accused of being a homophobe or transphobe or racist or whatever. They don't want to be accused of being any kind of ist. They just want to just go along with it just to get along. And here's the thing. The letter from Obama that's going to go to all the schools does not have any kind of legal ramifications to it. It's not a set of rules per se, but it's a set of guidances. So, prime example, if you don't do what's in the actual letter, to say that anyone that is LGBT, transgender, whatever, can use any kind of restroom that they want, or anybody for that matter can use any restroom they want, as long as it corresponds to their gender identity, which, again, can just be somebody saying that they are a different gender than what they were born as. If you don't correspond to those regulations, there won't be any legal action against you, but at the same time, there may be. Because if you receive federal funding, and guess what? Your federal funding could be in jeopardy of being lost, because you're not following the federal guidelines. You see where that's going? And you may also be subject to federal lawsuits, okay? So you're not going to face any kind of criminal action, but you may face civil action because you can be sued by the federal government and or by any kind of local governments. Like, I'm in Virginia, and the whole epicenter of this case right now is what's going on in Gloucester County with a young man, lady, I'm not quite sure, a young woman who became a man in Gloucester County named Gavin Grimm. Now, Gavin Grimm sued Gloucester County and or state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, actually, to be able to use the restroom that he and or she identifies with. Like I said, this person, Gavin, was born as a female and now, air quotes, identifies as a male. So they want to be able to use the men's restroom. So that's the whole epicenter of this case. Now, the federal guidelines state that you will be subject to those kind of lawsuits because it won't protect you, because it says that These are the guidelines you should follow, and if you don't, well, we can't help you. We can't give you any kind of federal money, and we can't protect you from being sued. So really, that's kind of a strong-arm way to get around the Constitution. It's a strong-arm way to kind of interpret Title IX and interpret the Civil Rights Act. You know, they say that you can't discriminate between men and women, but now they want to lump in there people that identify as a man or a woman, which kind of destroys the whole thing about being able to discriminate against men or women. If you cannot discriminate against me because of my gender, then how can you say at the same time, well, you could just identify your own gender? It makes no sense to me, but this is the world that we live in, where you have less than a fraction of 1% of the U.S. population being able to determine how the rest of the 99.9% live their daily lives. If I was a parent, I would not want my children using the restroom with children of the opposite sex, whether they be men or women, or, pardon me, boys or girls in this case. We're talking about public schools. We're talking about elementary school kids, middle school kids, high school kids, right? How would you feel? I mean, even if you're a liberal and you hear my voice right now, how would you feel about your 8-year-old girl being subject to using the restroom with boys? And people say, oh, you're being a bigot, you're against transgender people. Not really. It's not really about people that are actually transgender. It's about men that will take advantage of the law. And this law has far greater ramifications than just the restroom. Like I said, you have the locker room as well. And this is in public schools. But the laws that are on the books right now, the laws that are being proposed, go beyond school. They go to many different avenues of a daily life. Prime example, it was a case, I think it was in Massachusetts somewhere, it may have been Boston, I'm not quite sure what the exact place was, I know it was somewhere in New England, where you have a women's homeless shelter. Now, women's homeless shelters are designated by gender for a reason. A lot of these women have been rescued from sex traffic, you know, they may have been abused sexually, you know, they may have been pimped out, so you got men that are taking advantage of them sexually, cannot come into these places to take advantage of them again. That's why they are designated as women's shelters. There are a lot of resources there that are specific to women and actual women and their biological physical body. You need to have women's shelters to protect women against abusive men that they were married to, that they may have come in contact with through the sex trade, etc., stalking victims, etc. So now that you have the transgender laws on the books, you cannot deny a male access to that actual homeless shelter. If a man says that he's homeless, he has nowhere to go, and he says that he is a transgender, they can't deny him access. So what you're doing is you're putting these women that have been under the direct threat of being sex trafficked, abused, raped, stalked by men in the direct path of those same type of men that will take advantage of those laws to get close to these women. And when I say close, I do mean close, because a homeless shelter, you have dormitories, you have cots, you have beds. The men must be housed in those same beds. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got to be housed in the same beds. So how is that fair to the women that have escaped all kind of traumatic experiences to now be placed right back into that same type of situation, right? And it defeats the purpose of the actual shelter. I mean, they might as well be on the street. They might as well go back on the street, because now you're inviting the same kind of people that they had to escape on the street in the bed with them, literally. And this is all done in the name of equality. Well, you say that transgender people shouldn't feel uncomfortable. Okay, let's just say you're right. But what about people that are not transgender? Should they feel uncomfortable because it makes someone else feel comfortable, right? If you got 99% of the population that does not feel comfortable or may feel uncomfortable just to satisfy a fraction of 1% that may or may not feel comfortable in the restroom that they do not choose, I mean, which one do you pick? Because either way, somebody's going to be upset. But who do you pick? You know, and at a certain point, you can't just say that you're trying to protect one group, because you got to look at everybody. You can't just look at these little small groups. You got to look at what's best for everybody, right? And that's pretty much where I'm at with it. And hopefully people fight back. You know, you got the governor, Pat McCrory in North Carolina. He's fighting against it. I think he's actually suing the federal government, and he actually gave some kind of injunction or something in court against the Gavin Grimm situation. Was, I think, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit Court ruled that he or she can use the restroom that he or she identifies with. I think he's trying to fight against that as well. Hopefully, Mr. McCrory will not be alone in his fight. hopefully you'll have more states that step up and say, hey, this is not a correct thing to do. We need to fight against this. We need to protect our girls and our boys, but more than anything, the girls, because that's obviously the problem here. Again, as I close, I just want to say this. It's not about the transgender people. I'm not a homophobe or a transphobe. I don't care. I'm not against people that have that type of, you know, persuasion. But what I am against is placing the assumed needs, because who says that the people that are transgender even want this, right? Who says that they all want this? So you're placing the assumed needs of a select few people above the assumed needs, and most likely 80 to 90% would agree that they do not want to have to share the same space with the opposite gender, especially parents of children and little girls.
All right, I just wanted to get a little bit of that in. I would have played the brother's thing, you know, all the way out, but I just cannot agree with everything that he said. Now, he put forth some good information here in terms of the various places and facilities that women typically, you know, have the right to, because of the fact that, you know, like, for example, women's shelters, the battered and beat women, women that have been, what, victims of sexual abuse and things of that sort, how now you can even see how the transgender thing is going to affect even those facilities. Think about it. Again, like he made a good point, women who have been victims of sexual predators, by men, of course, now will be exposed to the same gender that raped them and caused them to go to these facilities. Even, you see what I'm saying? It's just a whole bunch of wickedness around this thing, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Hallelujah. Another good point he made was the fact that these type of people always try to identify with us, our struggles. Who is us? The so-called black man, Negro, G, cool, African-American, nigger, porch monkey, and all those bywords, and even the proverbs that go along with them. Niggas know they lazy. Boy, I can't stand it. You know, a nigger always does. The example of proverb, a short, frequent saying, always saying, dear my niggas, dear my negros, or whatever, you know. And then got something to say about DMR Negroes. Man, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters and people of the nations. This is really, really screwed up. America has already gone too far, like we've expounded upon in previous episodes, in going too far in doing what they did unto the children of Israel, in whom we are. Yes, we are this blessed race of people. Some of y'all may not feel blessed right now, but just hold on. Just wait. Just wait. It's coming. It's coming. Yah does not lie. Yah does not lie, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He does not lie. If he says that he will surely gather the captivity of Israel from all the four corners of the earth and the places wherein we've been scattered, he's going to do that. If he promises us in his word, hallelujah, that he is going to alleviate all our problems, hallelujah, he's going to eliminate all wickedness from amongst us. This planet that we live on, that's called earth in the English tongue, is going to become a peaceful habitation, a righteous habitation. It's going to be ruled and governed by righteous rules and regulations, translated into what? Laws, statutes, judgments, commandments of the mighty Yah. Because of the fact that we know that Yah is going to be the administrator of this law system, we know it's right. That's what you call having trust in Yah. That's what you call having confidence in him, in knowing and believing in Yah and believing in his word. Yes, all of his word, everything that he has ever said, everything that he is saying, and everything that he's yet to say. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, because see, Yah told the end from the beginning. So why get stressed? Because, see, when you stress yourself, you put yourself into an awful mess. Don't be stressed and messed up worrying about the wicked rudiments of this particular world system, because it is going to be done away with. It's going to be eradicated. It's going to be eliminated by the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Oh, my Yah, oh, my Yah, what shall I do? Hallelujah. What shall we do? Wait, I say, wait upon Yah, and he will establish you. He will build you. He will save you. He will sanctify you. He will cleanse you from all of your sins. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. He will bless you with the gift of eternal life and many benefits, numerous benefits, innumerable benefits come with inheriting eternal life, my beloved brothers and sisters. Don't worry. Don't despair. Don't stress. Don't put yourself in an awful mess. Keep your trust in Yah and Yah only. And we're going to deal with this. We're going to see how right this wickedness is, because there's no righteousness in wickedness. There is no righteousness in wickedness. We'll see this coming W day. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.